For the purpose of critique, review, and education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network proudly presents...
Hey, it's time this week for Springsteen Uniquities number 51.
Wow, that's 13 years younger than Springsteen. He's 64?
68, I thought.
Wow.
I can't keep up with all of it.
No, I'm just saying, that's something else. I thought he was only 64.
51, that's what I'm turning in December. Did I say that? That hurts to say. Oh, God.
Wow. Well, you know what? It's all in your mind. That's all it is.
It is basically all in your mind and all on what you're... You take that black Sharpie pen and just kind of change it on your driver's license.
That's it. But nowadays, I don't think you can change it anymore because you'll become a suspect for being a terrorist or some kind of craziness. So we can't change it anymore. You
just
gotta
staple your just staple your ID to your forehead and walk around.
That's it.
So a couple things. Bruce Springsteen's, you know, he's been on Broadway doing the shows. It has been, the Broadway run has been extended to June 2018.
How can it be? That's Springsteen. He's
he's got a good gig going on. He doesn't have to travel too far. A content of audience, making a paycheck. Why the hell not?
And his son's in the North Wildwood Fire Department.
I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, so Scott Hand, I think, met him, and who knows where that's going to lead.
That's cool.
And Scott is a friend of ours that we haven't had on the podcast in a while because he's busy making movies and his other adventures and stuff. So everybody's busy.
And also, if you have $270,000 laying around, you can buy Springsteen's childhood home in Freehold, New Jersey, which is up for sale. He lived in it from 1955 to 1962.
You know what's amazing about that? It's right. That's Exit 100. You know how I know what Exit is?
How do you know that?
Because it's the racetrack. Freehold Racetrack. One of the last ones besides the Meadowlands running up in Jersey.
Yeah. Well, $270,000, you can lay your hands on Springsteen's childhood home.
Actually, believe it or not, that's pretty cheap.
That is. Well, for that area, I have no idea, so.
Yeah, for that, it's about an hour from New York City.
Wow.
So maybe an hour, 15 minutes with traffic, maybe an hour and a half, but on time, I'm going to say an hour, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you got to go down the parkway to the turnpike, then through the tunnels or through the bridge, whichever way you want to go. But it's not that far from there, but it's right down the road from the shore. So it's like Asbury Park, I think's 90 or 98. So it's right around the corner. And then you got Seaside Heights, which is 82 or 88. My mind's a little off, but it's all right there. Come on, Jerseys. Let's get this going. This is Springsteen Jersey Heights. Who's going to buy this to preserve this like a museum?
I think it would be a nice... The only issue would be probably parking.
What I think we need to do is have people donate to the Shiny Squirrel Podcast $280,000.
Wouldn't that be
so
neat?
So we could fly there.
Start a Kickstart fund and buy it.
And we could buy it and preserve it and do our podcast live from there once a month in the back.
Yeah, I would take it and rent it out as a bed and breakfast.
Yes.
As a Springsteen honorary museum. You know, pepper it all around with Springsteen memorabilia.
I think somebody has to do that.
It'd be like doing that to a Bob Dylan's childhood home. But anyway, let's get to our first track of our Uniquities this week. We've started playing the tracks that comes from the Chimes of Freedom EP, live EP.
EP.
We already, last podcast, we just started into Chimes of Freedom, but we're going to play the first track. This was recorded live April 27th, 1988, during the Tunnel of Love tour. This is Tougher Than the Rest.
Thank you. so somebody ran out, left somebody's heart in a mess. Well, if you're looking for love, honey, I'm tougher than the rest. Some girls, they want a handsome guy. There's some good looking jewel on their arm. Some girls like a sweet talking Romeo. Well, around here, baby, I learned you get what you can get. So if you're effing out for love, honey, it's a thin, thin line, but I want you to know I'll walk it for you anytime. Maybe your other boyfriends couldn't pass the test. Well, if you're rough and ready for love,
Tougher Than the Rest, live, track one, Chimes of Freedom EP, 1988.
The only thing I can say about that is
move closer.
Exit 100, go see Childhood Home of Springsteen before somebody buys it and demolishes it for some condo or big development, because now that's stuck in my mind. That's really something. That's the house. Amazing.
I've looked at pictures. I didn't look. I'm wondering if there's any Zillow inside photos of it.
You never know.
Never know. Okay, so the studio track of that version, Tougher Than the Rest, was never a single released in the United States, but it was overseas in some countries. Got to like number 3 in Switzerland, went top 20 in England, the Netherlands, and in Austria. So it's a kind of a popular track, Tougher Than the Rest. Which brings us to what would have been the B-side, I'm just calling it the B-side, of it as the single that they released in Switzerland, England, and the Netherlands,
more
and Austria.
More of like the flip side to the 45.
The flip side.
Single.
Exactly. This is what it was, the flip side of the 45, and that was the song entitled Roulette.
Oh, I love that. No. I have a roulette wheel partially tattooed on me with the number 13 coming out. So, well, I love that game. I used to be obsessed with it.
You kind of have another connection to this, Mr. Jersey Mike. This song is about the Three Mile Island meltdown of 1979. Not many people knew that.
Oh, wow.
So he recorded it, and said the song came about in 1979, but he did not release it until 1988.
Wow.
A good span of miles down the road. So here is the studio version of Roulette, which would and still is the B-side of in Switzerland, meaning we'll just call it the Euro countries.
Trust, and I don't know what I can believe. They say they want to help, but with the stuff they keep on saying, I think those guys just want to keep on
love those drums on that. That, I mean, that's a great live track, but the studio still, the crisp, the freshness to it. Like, like I said,
pre-Springsteen, you said Tsunami, and that's what it is. That's his cutting-edge Springsteen, 79.
When he was coming into a fruitation of everything and hitting it hard.
Before he knew he was going to be who he was, but I think he had a vision who he knew who he was growing up, and I think he knew he was going to have greatness, but he's so humble, it's just amazing.
And I like, Roulette, I love that song.
Love it.
So that's Springsteen Uniquities number 51.
51, have a nice evening. Okay. For the purpose...
Yeah, wait till it starts.
Go ahead. It was. Well, I'm just... Oh, this is going into the damn bloopers.